life insurance. It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Welcome to the I Need More Money radio show. It's 10 a.m. Central Standard Time out of Dallas, Texas. I'm your host, Matt Monero. You know why we bring you this show every Thursday from our studios in Dallas. We bring it because we're taking the topic of money from underneath the carpet, where we all sweep it. We sweep money under the carpet, and we're dropping it right on the top of the kitchen table for everybody to see it, touch it, feel it, and get square about it, because money freaks people out, and it shouldn't. It's not a scary topic if you get your money right. So why do you need to get your money right? Because you don't have enough money. Period, end of story. You, listening to my voice right now, don't have enough money. How do I know that? Because when Bill Gates comes out and says he doesn't have enough money, the number one richest man in the world, $72 billion net worth. When Bill Gates says he doesn't have enough money, you and I don't have enough money. Why doesn't Bill Gates have enough money? Because Bill Gates says the more money I get from my foundation, the more people I can help in the world. That's the idea. It's not always just about paying the bills and survival, guys. Sometimes it's about you need more money so you can help more people. And sometimes it's about you need more money because you need to pay the bills. And we're going to cover all topics of it here. I have a special guest in the studio with us today. It's Michael Eatoff. Michael is the executive director at Johnson & Wales University in Providence, Rhode Island, my alma mater, where I went to college from 1987 to 1991 on Wabasset Street in Providence, Rhode Island. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Matt. I'm glad to be here.
It's my pleasure, man. Thank you. Michael's in visiting people, visiting alumni, and having meetings here in the Dallas area, and when he reached out to me, I said, hey, please come on the radio show and let's talk about college and what's going on with college and how do we really get a better understanding of it, and how does college really impact our money situation? Because it does, right?
I mean, no, most definitely. It's one of the three major things that you're always worried about: house, car, college, if you have kids at least.
Yeah, and so I got three kids. And let's just say, we'll get into the specific data because you guys know I love the data, but we'll get into the specific data. But let's just say my oldest is 14 and my youngest is 10. Let's, for simplicity's sake, say that it's going to cost $50,000 a year for them to go to school. Mm-hmm. $50,000 times 4 years is $200,000 times three children is $600,000. It's going to cost me $600,000 to send my boys to school, and at $50,000, that is not an Ivy League school even today. So if my kid wanted to go to Harvard, let's say Harvard $72,000, you can just do the math on that. It could approach $1 million for my three boys to go to college.
That's a lot of money. It's very scary.
So if you're listening to me right now, you don't have enough money put aside for college. Period, end of story. I just know it. Now, there's 1% or 2% of you that are going to tell me you do, but I'm going to have to even probably debunk you because I got some data here. So, Michael, let me get into the data piece real quick so we can share it and just sort of set the stage here for today. The average cost of college today is $33,047, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The average family has saved, earmarked for college, $15,346. Now, I just said that's probably going to be $200,000 a year per child times, for me, three children. That's $600,000. The average family has $15,346 saved. to spend to pay a $600,000 bill. The middle income family, so middle income in the United States is considered under $125,000 in combined family income, they have $12,241 saved. And the high income people, considered anyone earning over $250,000, has $27,446 saved. Now that means that people are working to pay for college while their children are in college.
That's correct. As well as oftentimes the students are working as they're going to college. And that's a big thing that we have at our university. It's part of the culture.
No doubt. So let's talk about Johnson & Wales just a little bit, Michael. So we give a little bit of a background on it. I went to Johnson & Wales 1987 to 1991. I graduated with a hotel restaurant management degree. And it was probably the most perfect college experience for a guy like me, that you couldn't have written the script better for me. And I didn't know that going into it. I wasn't a great student in high school. I was a really good athlete, but I got hurt my senior year in college. I hurt my neck, and that was the end of my football career. I definitely thought I was going to go on and play Division I football in college, but I got hurt. And that screwed things up for me as far as a college admission. I didn't know what I was going to do after that. And my mom knew a gentleman. She used to work for a gentleman who was an administrator at Johnson & Wales named Paul Lacroix. Does that name ring a bell to you?
It is familiar. I don't know him personally, but it's quite familiar. Yeah.
So Paul Lacroix, my mother called Paul Lacroix. Paul Lacroix got me the interview at Johnson & Wales, and I drove up to Providence. And we actually went to a hotel in Massachusetts, and I interviewed with the admissions people. And I won them over, and they accepted me into Johnson & Wales, and that's where I went. That is the only college I applied to. That was it.
And we're fortunate that you went there, and you represent the university so well.
Maybe so. And then I went there, and it was just the most amazing experience for me. It was completely counterintuitive to what most people at that time would have considered a college experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was very urban, very blue-collar. Very gritty. Our social life wasn't at fraternity houses and things like that. It was in downtown Providence amongst the townies. It was a different place for a kid 18 years old coming from Connecticut.
And that still remains the same today. Very urban, very gritty, modest backgrounds, and the kids, they hustle to make sure that they can afford education. So that happens.
That's why it was such a good fit for me, though, because when I got there, everyone was like-minded. We all understood how to work, how to make money. Nobody had a silver spoon. We all understood that this was part of a longer-term plan, which was we're going to get a degree that we can use later on in life and earn money from that degree. We all understood that. That's what we were there for. We were there to be chefs. We were there to be general manager of hotels. We were there to be food and beverage managers. I mean, we understood that this was part of it. There was no guessing game as to what we were learning.
And that culture remains today. So it's the kids really at a very early age in their time at Johnson & Wales, they are looking at what they're going to be doing as they graduate. They participate in internships, and they're educated by our faculty on really the options that they have available to them.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that mindset has become more important today than ever before in the college process. I mean, I just can't get my hands around someone going to college to be a French lit major anymore.
Well, if you're writing French lit, maybe. But I think there are some degrees that parents, you know, who want to see something very tangible at the end, may question. And you know, I'm not saying that every kid has to follow a certain path. But you know, for us, you know, we really deal with looking at careers after the students graduate from the university.
It absolutely prepared me for that. It prepared me for the working life. I don't know that, you know, I and that's what I went there for. I went there to get a degree that I could use later on. My first job outside of Johnson & Wales was where? Hilton Hotels. And what did Hilton do? They put me through their sales training program, and I learned how to sell. And what do I do today? Sell every day.
Well, it's a relationship that we enjoy to this day. The biggest employers of our alumni are Marriott and Hilton, Compass, which is a food service group, Sodexo, Marriott, and Starwood. So all sorts of major groups that employ our students.
And so when we come back from the break, I'd like us to spend a little bit of time of really starting to understand back to some of the numbers of what it costs, how people can actually get their hands around, are they sending their child to a school that they really can't afford? So they're working to pay it. Some are taking out debt through home equity loans, whatever. And then what's the kid going to do with it? Are they going to do anything with it meaningful? How long is it going to take them to get out of the student loan debt piece? And is there an argument that moving towards career-based college educations, which is exactly what it was for me, is the better play? And would you describe the Johnson & Wales education as a career-based education?
Career-focused, for sure. Many of our kids know exactly, in a general sense, where they want to go, and we help, you know, hone where their interests lie. They might come in thinking they're going to be a chef, but they might become a nutritionist, or they might become entrepreneurial within the food service industry. So, at 18, your options and your ideas are very limited, but over time and with the, some exposure at the university, those horizons expand considerably.
Yep. So, gang, stick around with us, because when we come back, we're going to talk to Michael Etoff a little bit more, a lot more, about this college experience and how can we stack and rack enough cash to afford it. Stick around.
That flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals in over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
The I Need More Money radio show. We come to you from our studios in Dallas, Texas, every Thursday. I'm your host, Matt Monero. You can follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero. This is a call-in show at 870-330-4930. My guest in the studio today is Michael Eatoff. He's the executive director at Johnson & Wales University, my alma mater. And we're talking about the college experience, both from dollars and cents and also from admissions standpoint, in an effort to give the audience a better idea of what the college world looks like today and how do we afford it. Because I said in my opening statement, you don't have enough money for college. You don't. I know you might think you do, but I'm going to give you the data. The data tells us that the average person has $15,346 saved for college. The average college cost is $33,000. 047, that means that you basically have half of 1 year saved. So it's not a very pretty picture. And so why? What do we have to do with that? Well, in my personal opinion, you need to really make sure that there's an ROI connected to your college experience. What are you going to learn at college that will translate into an income-generating situation for you that allows you a long-term career and allows you to pay off the student loan debt that invariably you're going to have? Because here's the numbers on student loan debt. In 1993, I graduated in 1991. In 1993, the average student graduated college with $9,000 in debt. Today, in 2015, the average student graduates with $35,000 in debt. That's an undergrad student. If you're in graduate school, it's $43,500. So let's just look at this math real quick, Michael. I graduated with $7,500 in student loan debt, and I paid it off in 1995. It took me 4 years to pay off the $7,500. That translated to about $150 a month paying towards student loan. In 2015, if you were to run those same numbers and someone wanted to pay off their student loan debt in 4 years, they would have to pay $729 a month towards student loan debt. I mean, has the earning power jumped that much?
Unfortunately, I mean, it has to some degree, but not probably to keep in line with what the tuition increases have. But, you know, it really depends on the university of how much you're graduating with. I think there are some schools where you can really get a great education at a great price, and then there are some that you might be getting a good education, but the price is just not, you know, it's not a wise investment, I would say.
Yeah. I would agree with that. In 1993, 43% of the graduates had debt, student loan debt. In 2015, 71%.
Yep, and that, I think, might increase over time, depending on, again, the university that you're going to.
Mm. So it's that much more difficult, literally, to pay for college.
It is. I think in general, you're seeing a lot of students who know that you know, college is a very transformational time. It offers a lot more earning potentials, after you graduate. But you know, the cost is just something that you know, the average median income in Rhode Island, for example, is $55,000. So if you're looking at a tuition, and this is without financial aid, if you're looking at tuition of $33,000, $35,000, you know, the economics don't quite make sense, which is one of the reasons we give out so much financial aid at the university, is to help our students as much as possible. And many other universities do the same thing.
Yeah, Johnston & Wales has really become a completely different place than when I was there, graduating in 91. I mean, now there's a tremendous amount of sports. Right, I think when I counted, there were something like 13 sports for the boys and 11 for the girls.
Yeah, I think we're up at 25, 26 sports on the Providence campuses. And we do have campuses in Miami, Charlotte, and Denver, so we have some athletics on each of those campuses as well.
Hmm. And that plays in D3?
That's correct, Division 3, so no scholarships at Johnston & Wales. Yeah. And our teams are very competitive. In fact, our basketball team was ranked number 14 in the country this year. And
that's awesome.
Our Miami golf team was ranked number one in the NAIA, and then our equestrian team just placed third nationally. So some great sports. But, you know, the reality is, from a retention standpoint, athletics is great. A lot of the students feel more invested in the university. They tend to stay and they tend to work harder. So athletics actually has great value to not only Johnston & Wales, but many other universities.
It makes the experience of college, it enhances the college experience, both just for those who are playing, but also for those who get to go and watch.
It's holistic, you know, and not just athletics, but also, you know, student government and clubs and fraternities. You know, you can look at those as predictors of whether or not a student goes through their 4 years at a university.
Yeah. You know, I do have to put my name on the fraternity system. There were no fraternities or sororities when I was there, and we created the first one.
We do have a few now. It's not overly heavy with fraternities and sororities, but we do have fraternities and sororities at the university now. And yes, you were one of the founding members. So
it is kind of amazing to think about that. It was unbelievable. It was a house on Camp Street.
Yeah.
And then it spurred onto something that, you know, I think is probably, again, a recruiting tool. At Johnston & Wales, people want to know, how am I going to enjoy my social life?
I think, you know, and depending on the fraternities and sororities, a lot of our students are actually community service oriented. Our students contribute a couple hundred thousand hours of community service to the city of Providence, as well as Miami, Charlotte, and Denver.
Yeah.
And that is a part of what the fraternities and sororities do. And, you know, it builds better character. So when kids graduate, they know that, one, you're trying to build their career, but they're also supposed to give back to wherever they might live.
So, I mean, things have changed so much on the Providence campus as well. I mean, Way Bossett Street, the main street, if you will, is really Johnston & Wales Way now.
I'm sure the city of Providence might. I will say that the downtown area of Providence has changed considerably in the past 10 to 15, 20 years. It used to be a more desolate location, and now there's restaurants and shops. And when you have 5,500 kids, we actually have two campuses in Providence, one in downtown and one in Harborside. And the downtown students really just, it's an infusion of economy. And the city of Providence really does enjoy our presence, for sure.
No question about it. And you know, when we were there, we had maybe five or six buildings that had a Johnston & Wales small sign on it. Now you have, what is the name of the main building there that looks like the most beautiful building that you see on any college campus in the country?
Well, there's quite a few of them, actually.
The one with the big fence around it and all of that.
Oh, well, that's Gaby Commons. And so you have the Yenna Center. We're building a brand new engineering and design building. And we just built we have a Center for Physician Assistant Studies, which if you ever go to a doctor's office and you're not seeing your doctor, you go see a PA. You know, a lot of times we have a great reputation in culinary and hospitality, and people don't know that we actually started as a business school more than a century ago.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's an amazing experience for Johnston & Wales. For the right type of student, it's Shangri-La, and that was me. It was perfect for me. And it's still perfect, I know, for a lot of people. But with that said, there's also some disillusionment as well, right? Not everybody really understands that. The career that they're kind of picking when they enter Johnston & Wales, and you touched on it in the first segment, but you know, that may not be the ideal career, and so there are other areas that they can jump into as well, and I want to talk about that when we come back.
That sounds great.
Okay, great. Stick around for segment 3 of the I Need More Money radio show.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings. Buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in store and online.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
I Need More Money radio show. We're talking about why you don't have enough money for college. It's not something you should be afraid of. It's pretty much just like everybody else. We talked about it, that the average family has $15,346 saved for college. My guess is you don't have that much saved for college. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's just the way it is. I just don't believe that most people have anywhere near enough money to pay for college. And that is the fact. We'll talk about it a lot in my upcoming book this fall, I Need More Money, What to Do When You Wake Up and You Don't Have Enough. That'll be this fall. We're going to talk about what happens with college, because I actually don't believe that the parent has the same responsibility to put a child through college as they once did. And that may freak a lot of people out, but I actually believe that you as a parent have every right to have a bigger say in what your child is doing in college, what they're studying, and what they plan to do after college. And the reason for that is because most of us will be working to put your kid through college because you didn't bank enough in the pre-time. That's all right. That's what happens. I have Michael Eatoff, my friend from Johnson & Wales University, in the studio with us. And Michael's given us a great perspective on Johnson & Wales, my alma mater, but also in the college process altogether. Michael, I'd like to take a call right now. I think we have Nancy from New York City. Nancy, welcome aboard.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic this morning.
Nancy, you know we're talking about I Need More Money. We're talking about money in college today. How does your opinion or story fit to our topic today? Bring us up to speed.
Okay, so here's my story. So I'm actually graduating college in 4 weeks. Oh my God, it's crazy. And I go to school here in New York City. I study theater and playwriting. My college, when I first got to school and I was living in the dorms in Midtown in Manhattan, my dorms cost about $15,000 for the 8 months that I was living there. And then my tuition before my scholarship was applied was about $30,000 or $40,000 maybe. So my college education per year cost between $45,000 to $60,000.
Well, that's a big jump. Hey, that's a big jump. Yeah. That means, Nancy, with all due respect, that you didn't have anywhere near enough money to pay for that. Because if you did, you'd know it was $45,922. So how did you get the money for college?
Well, I did qualify for a scholarship by my school for how well I did in high school. So that paid off one-third of the tuition. I also had a work scholarship in high school. I worked at McDonald's, and they actually offer statewide and nationwide scholarships. So I worked my butt off at McDonald's. I had to work 15 hours a week minimum, do community service, all this stuff. And that got me some more money. And then after my first year, when I was done living in the dorms, I hated living in dorms. I thought it was expensive. It was overrated. I hated living in Manhattan. So I moved out of the dorms, got myself a really, really cheap apartment. I paid $500 a month to live on a couch. I didn't have to take out student loans to do that because I had a job. So I've been paying for school just kind of by downsizing and taking any scholarship or grant or loan opportunity I can that doesn't, you know, ask for interest.
So what about debt?
I do have to take out some loans.
There we go. So let's get to talking about that. How much you got in loans?
So I've been in school for 3 years. I'm graduating a year early, and I think that my loans are going to be around $25,000 when I graduate.
Total?
Total, and I think it's 15% interest rate.
Yeah, don't worry about the interest rate on it. I mean, you're in actually pretty good shape. I mean, to tell you the truth, Nancy, you're in good shape. And I really think you probably have a work ethic that's better than most that are graduating college at 21 or 22 years old. I mean, you've really worked hard to make sure that you only have $25,000. Give me a story of somebody else, though, Nancy. Did you go to school with anybody who was just completely, you know, living on the silver spoon of their parents and didn't have to do the work?
Of course I do, yeah. Anyone that goes to school in Manhattan, I mean, not everyone's going to have these same opportunities or, you know, like you said, work ethic like I did. I have a friend who, I won't say his name because he might be listening, but I have a friend who, he lives in his own studio apartment here in the city. His parents pay $1,500 a month to live in it. And he doesn't have scholarships for school. I mean, to each his own. If your parents can afford it, and if it's not a problem for you, then fine. But to me, it was just kind of always like, oh, not fair. I want my own studio apartment too. You know, I want to do all these things. Yeah. But
don't worry about his parents can't afford it.
Situation, then yeah. If you have a different situation and it works out for you, then great. But not everyone can afford that. Not everyone has that opportunity.
You got that right, Nancy. You did a good job. You know, listen. Don't worry about the debt, the interest rate on that. You got $25,000. Here's what we need to figure out. How are we going to get you to pay for this? So you're going to, let's say you put it on a four-year plan. Let's say we do it on a five-year pay down. At $20 a thousand, you're looking at roughly 400. Or you're looking at $500 a month to pay down that student loan debt in a five-year period of time. Can you afford, in the anticipated job that you're going to get in the career that you, or the line of the field that you studied, do you think you'll be able to squeeze out $500 a month to pay down this debt?
I think it's definitely possible. It'll be hard, but it's possible, and it's something I'm willing to do. I stopped using credit cards. I pay for everything now myself. I try to save as much as I can every month, because I know that 6 months after I graduate, I'm going to have to start putting that $500 away each month. So I think it's possible. It'll just be really difficult.
Nancy, you're powerful. I love your story. I love it. I think you did a wonderful job in really managing a difficult situation and not putting yourself, you know, behind the eight ball. Here's the sad part. You are the anomaly. Your story is not common in what's going on. Most people are graduating with substantially larger debt than you have. And they probably don't have the work ethic that you have as well. And I think that's a mission critical thing. Nancy, I want to thank you for your call. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
You know, Michael, Nancy, she could have been telling us about probably a typical Johnson & Wales student. I mean,
yeah, I think, you know, for us, our students are mostly very grounded. They come from modest backgrounds. They look at the university. They're looking at what happens after they graduate. And, you know, they're working the work-study program at the university, and we have a Monday through Thursday work or class schedule. And so a lot of our students who are especially in the hospitality and the culinary majors, they'll work at the local restaurants and the local hotels Friday through Sunday. And that's what pretty much gets them to the point where they can actually afford college.
Yep.
And I think that's really, as parents start thinking about, you know, where they want to send their kid is, one, not only the tuition, it's, you know, the financial aid, but what the expectation is after they graduate. And that's a key part for us. A lot of our kids are recruited very heavily coming out. We had 170 companies on our campus for our career fair, and the hotel and restaurant groups, they just really can't recruit our students enough. And the same with our business students and our engineering students, very career focused. Yeah. And I think that helps quite a bit.
Let's talk about this veterans program that you were mentioning during the break. Johnson & Wales is making a conscious effort to try to support veterans who are coming out of the service and want to figure out what they're going to do. So elaborate on that if you don't mind.
Well, you know, for us, our hospitality and culinary side are very structured programs. You know, on day one, our culinary students, they learn how to iron their chef whites. And on day two, if they're not ironed, they don't get in the class.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, that really sort of appeals to our military folks. they like structure. It's something they understand. In the hospitality business, you know, it's really doing your job. And you know, most of the folks who are coming out of the military, they have a GI Bill available to them, and the university is making a strong effort to make it a more accommodating and more attractive option for them. And not just Johnson & Wales, there's a few other universities out there that do that, but it's something that we feel is important as these individuals are looking to the next part of their life. And these individuals that are coming out of the military, they're very focused. Oftentimes they have families, and for them it's, you know, it's
game on.
Yeah,
let's get serious about this. Let's get this over and done with so I can get on.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it was for me when I was there.
Yeah.
It really was. It wasn't about, you know, how do I maximize this experience and enjoy it to the fullest. It was how do I get what I need, the token that I need to get going on.
Like your last caller, a lot of our students are actually graduating after 3 years. I mean, they understand that the time is ticking, and they want to maximize the amount of education they can fit in and pay the least amount. And you know, I'm always impressed by our students. I'm impressed by their professionalism. It's really astounding. And that's not always the case. I've worked at other universities, you know, and that wasn't necessarily the case.
All right, stick around, guys. We've got segment four coming up. We're going to wrap this up on the college show on I Need More Money, so stick around.
That flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals in over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Matt Monero. We're in the studio in Dallas, Texas, with Michael Eatoff, the executive director at Johnson & Wales. We're talking about what is it like in the college experience? How do you maneuver your way in? And then what do you end up getting for it at the end of the day? I'm a huge fan of Johnson & Wales. It's my alma mater. It's probably you couldn't have scripted a better college experience for me. And the primary reason for that, for a guy like me, Michael, was that and I actually, to tell you the truth, had forgotten about the structure of Johnson & Wales. But that probably helped me, right? Johnson & Wales is a Monday through Thursday curriculum, considering Friday, Saturday, and Sunday the opportunity for the student body to go out and work to enhance what they're learning in the classroom, but also potentially to earn money, because not everybody, as we know at the student body of Johnson & Wales, can roll over and easily pay for college.
Yeah, it's a win-win for the students. They're making money to help pay for tuition, and then in many cases they're getting the experience they need so that when they do graduate and a prospective employer is looking to hire them, they can talk about their experiences in the local hotels or the local restaurants, some of the best in the country, which maybe people won't think of in Providence, but being that we have a very amazing culinary arts program there, it really has influenced the region.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the famous Johnson & Wales grads, right?
Sure.
And we'll name drop a little bit here because these are the ones that the audience will know, but Emeril Lagasse, perhaps the most famous Johnson & Wales graduate?
He is, and he's an amazing alum, and he, you know, he is a great ambassador for the university, so we're appreciative for everything he does, and he sits on our board of directors.
Oh, he does.
So he and we have a golf tournament that he participates in to support scholarships at the university. So Emeril is one of them. Tyler Florence out in California. Graham Elliott, who's on MasterChef.
Of course.
You also have Chris Santos, who's on Chopped. So those are the celebrity chefs. We also have a number of other successful alumni that necessarily don't have a household name recognition. I just met the CEO of TGI Fridays yesterday. That's Rob Pileschi. You know, people won't know his name, but successful.
Love it.
Paul D'Amico. If you've ever been to a Moe's or Auntie Anne's or Carvel or Cinnabon, that's Focus Brands, and Paul's in charge out over there, so he's a great alum. Then we have three-star Michelin chefs David Kinch. And then, in pretty much every region you go to the general managers of any hotels. So this morning I was over at the Four Seasons Resort here in Irving and really meeting Dirk Burkhart. And, great guy. Some of the largest and best hotels in the country are run by Johnson & Wales grads, but again, not household names. But, you know, you're expecting professionalism when you walk into a hotel, and our alums make sure that that happens.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you know, we talked about it during one of the breaks, but and we're not going to name drop the competition, but on the culinary arts side, Johnson & Wales and one other school go head-to-head for the number one spot every year.
And that's true, and we don't ever say negative things about any of the other universities.
It's a great place, too.
Culinary arts or in hospitality, you know, I think sometimes, you know, every student is looking for what fits them best. So, yeah. You know, we only have nice things to say about CIA and as well as a lot of the other hospitality schools, Cornell and the such. It's great schools, and, you know, so.
Yeah, but I'm an underdog guy.
Yeah, no, we are. We all are.
I'm a blue-collar, hard-working underdog guy, so I will put up a Johnson & Wales grad against anybody. And I worked with a number of them, and it was without question. Johnson & Wales went in there with a, you know, roll up my sleeves attitude, and a lot of other guys went in there with a, you know, why am I doing this attitude?
I think I heard someone tell me last week. Actually, I was over at Tyson Foods, which is employs a number of our folks over in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and someone.
You were in Fayetteville, Arkansas?
Last month.
No kidding.
Yeah. So actually, the CEO of Slim Chickens is a Johnson & Wales grad. That's a concept in the South and in the region here. But they said, you know, we like Johnson & Wales. You know, it's, we won't name the other schools, but, you know, what we find about the JWU folks, they manage to work their way up the ladder, whereas other schools might manage down. That's a nice compliment.
I tell you, the thing for me at Johnson & Wales was the runway. This open runway, and I still look for it today in virtually everything. I have to have it. I have to have blinders off and just open runway. And that's what I was able to get at Johnson & Wales. That's why it was the perfect experience. I felt like I could try so many different things and have the opportunities there to screw up but yet to try, because it just was open runway for me. That's the best way I can describe it.
I think you know, with any university, you want exposure, and by that I mean students. They come in at age 18 with a limited idea of what their options might be, and we try as much as possible to expose them to variety of careers that might be available to them, things that they never thought of. Mm-hmm. Bringing in notable folks to speak to our students about the variety of careers that exist. And a lot of times that really is the turning point in a student's life, and they're saying, oh, I didn't know this was a job that was available to me. Give you an example. You might think you're coming in to run a restaurant, but then you go into our nutrition program and you become the executive chef or nutritionist for the Los Angeles Dodgers or the Arizona Right. Diamondbacks or the men's World Cup soccer team, which are all Johnson & Wales grads. And that's just a part of it. Entrepreneurship. We have a center for entrepreneurship, and students are learning how to be creative and think about how to develop their own company. So it's really tremendous opportunities. And, you know, whether it's Johnson & Wales or any other university, you want to make sure that your student, your kid, is trying to do as many things as possible and get as much idea of where they might want to go and figure out, you know, I tried this, didn't like it. Okay, we'll try this. So that's a big part of school.
Look, I know we don't want to talk about what's better and all that sort of stuff, but for me, and I actually think I have a representative. What happened? I don't hear it in my ears anymore. I lost my but anyway, there it is. Thank you guys. Sorry for that. The majority of the story that I'm trying to get across to people is, listen, don't fall into this trap of that your neighbors are sending their kids over there, or that, you know, you think this is where your kid needs to go. You need to send your kid to the appropriate college that is the best fit for them, their personality, their career goals, and your financial situation. Mm-hmm. Don't be silly about that. I mean, you can burn your entire retirement opportunity, because most of the time you're in your prime earning years when you're funding both retirement and college, into college, and your kid can come out and do nothing with it. Shame on you for doing that. Don't be that guy. Hey, we appreciate you. This is the I Need More Money radio show. Follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero. Till the next time we talk. Thanks.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.